Are they okay? Ah, okay. I think I will repeat myself as I'm talking, so I will not go to the previous slides, but I will distribute also these slides on Blackboard. But more or less, what I will say from this point on will also reflect what I have said already. So then I was saying master thesis is very important, not only for you and getting a master's degree, but it is also important for us as researchers to keep our research going on and reporting the activities of our research group. We use master thesis, the number of master theses successfully defended as a key performance indicator. When we look at the theses which are delivered in the end, then we see that the students who are decided to deliver the thesis, they are the ones who really deliver the thesis. But of course, supervisor's guidance, I don't ignore that. That is also very important. So you have to find this chemistry between your supervisor and yourself and vice versa. And I heard one of the students have also an external supervisor from industry, I believe. Then those students, because they are trying to solve a problem in industry, which could in the end turn into something economic, then they are more willing to complete the master thesis. But if you are doing so, now I know the students here, what they are doing, but I'm not sure about the online students. So everybody has to pay attention to the research aspect. So solving or engineering a solution to a research problem, that may count in the end as a master thesis. But of course, the research contribution, it needs to be quite clear. And if you are a remote student, and if you are also a remote student outside Norway, then the time differences sometimes becomes a problem. Maybe this is not valid for the students in the audience now, but there may be also exchange students who are doing their master thesis with us or taking courses from us. So when it comes to the master thesis, you have taken this course 4205 from RAGO already. So you have also delivered your reports and so on. But from my perspective, describing state of the art, describing the research in the forefront of the field, that is very important, and you need to position your research in state of the art. We can also say if you are able to link your motivation to a gap in the state of the art, then you have the possibility to create new knowledge and innovation. And new knowledge is master at the master levels is needed. So you have to find open questions in state of the art related to your research. So implementing, let's say, a prototype or a solution, because that wasn't before done, is not really an open question. You have to find something related to maybe performance. You have to find something maybe related to the data sets. So there needs to be more innovation regarding the open questions. That means reading papers. That means identifying the key points. So if you are at the moment engineering a solution only, I would suggest that you go back and think about what you are doing, position yourself in state of the art, and come back and do your implementation and make your, you know, results, make your measurements, make your comparisons, and so on. So also when you are doing the master thesis and when you are writing the document, then you need to be clear about, okay, state of the art, motivation, background, where this comes from, but then the methods you are using. How do you solve the problem? And this semester, there were four master theses submitted, and none of the master theses submitted, actually, they had the research questions at the beginning, but in the end, they don't say whether they have solved the research question or not explicitly. So you could copy-paste your research questions, and you can give a brief summary of that research question, or create a table, solved, yes, this, no. for example. But then, until you come to that point, you have a methodology and you execute that methodology. So there was some remarks about, for example, machine learning. If my student is working on machine learning and if the student is not familiar on machine learning from before, I give them some links like existing videos or online course links like Coursera. And then I ask them to become familiar with this, either during the research planning time or during this Christmas and New Year break if they find time, or at the very beginning, because tools are very important. That is how you produce your actually implementation and results. So in the end, you of course measure your prototype or proof of concept and you present your results, very good. But then you need to interpret and make a good discussion of your results as well. Everything done, and at the end, the discussion is like half page. So still you may want to say something about the innovation, something about the contribution that you have done. So that would be regarding the thesis carry out process. What can go wrong? So we have experienced all these sorts of what could go wrong. Throughout the years I have been, you know, in academia. So you may be very occupied at job and you cannot spend much time on the master thesis work. And that's a challenge. But then either you get an extension or you have this decisiveness that you will deliver it. And then maybe you use your evenings and weekends to complete the master thesis. Sometimes students are in industry, they are involved in the program, they are at the master thesis writing stage or developing the work, but then they are still unsure what to do. Shall we? Shall I not? So I would suggest make a decision. Either you decide and do it or just leave it and go back to industry. So there could be cases where the research was interesting at the beginning for the student. The student was very motivated, but in time, the student has lost interest. That could be happening middle way to the end. That's too late at the beginning if you spot that after you deliver the research planning. And that is what also research planning course is about. Then you surely drop the topic and then move on to something else that you find interesting. But then you cannot do this forever, either that or this, okay? So if you don't have the background to carry out the thesis, I'm lucky my students tell me, I don't know this, that. So I try to back up them as much as my time allows. And if the teacher or the supervisor knows this in advance, then could give you some directions related to that. So early planning is quite important. The chemistry with the master student and the supervisors is quite important. If you don't feel that chemistry, maybe you may work with someone else, or maybe you can work on it, you know, how to get along. So the supervisor may be also on one page regarding the scope, the student may be on another page, but that is actually your work, your responsibility. The supervisor is your guidance. So maybe here I see that your understanding of the problem, how you want to solve it, in case that you can bring some knowledge, new knowledge and innovation, is more important than what the supervisor maybe guides you into, okay? It's a critical line there, but I'm kind of giving the freedom to students to focus on more what they find interesting, even though the topic came from the supervisor. So I also think the supervisors need to guide students into keeping the plans. So make sure that you have this Gantt chart or some plan, and then where am I now? How much more I need to do? Am I behind? I need to do some backing up with my time to give the necessary effort to meet the deadlines. Because 1st of June is the sharp deadline if you are going to deliver it this semester. And time flies. Either for my master or PhD students, I tell them, take notes from the first day. So you can create meeting minutes of the discussions you made with the supervisor, or you can be reading a paper. Take 1-2 sentences notes. They are really very useful and guideful in the end when you deliver the thesis. And back up the documentation, the report, the minutes, your code. And still there are cases where students, for example, a PhD student of mine last week, she said, I lost all the minutes of my notes because I had this error. If she had a backup, then, but if that happened, that happened. You don't want to lose your master thesis. Alarmingly important, we have experienced these cases. So why do you do the master thesis and what are your possibilities? So in a way, you are joining into some research that we already carry out here, or you are opening a new research field, maybe at the department. You never know how this will end up beyond what you do. You are actually very important for us when you are doing your master thesis. Either you are working in an industry now or you have plans for that, or maybe you will stay in academia. If you are taking the industry part, then you are, in a way, I see you as a bridge between us and industry. Don't leave us after you go out, if you go out. Okay? It's very important. So obtaining skills for writing and presenting, I would say work, but of course, in this case, research work. And you can also create a publication from your master thesis. Students finish the work. They really do something new. But then they run away, and we poor researchers left behind would have published that, but the students don't want to do that because they are up to something new. But if your supervisor guides you into publishing, please pay attention to that, okay? I told you, your research is also important for us, and if you are publishing it, that will be quite valuable for us. So we are now promoting international also trips, particularly at the course-taking level. Making an international trip during the master's studies, it's a little bit risky. We haven't had, at least during the time I have been SPL, we haven't had the cases for international master trip such that the student can write the master thesis in another institution. I really don't know what my colleagues think about that, but that is something, you know, giving some international perspective. So when you are now a student, we said maybe you have the road to industry later, but maybe you will stay in academia. You figure out that your heart is in research, or you want to explore it and you want to maybe become a PhD student. So then maybe you can be aware of them now as you are writing your master thesis. We have research groups. We have also researchers who do not belong to any research groups, but you may just drop by them and ask them what are the possibilities for PhD. I think now become a PhD student later. And so let's assume that you want to do a questionnaire as a methodology for your work or interviews. I heard 1-2 students are into that. So they are really tough processes, reaching the people, asking the questions, getting the answers, analyzing the answers. The people do not answer. You have to wake them up and ask them again. So it's really a long process, so if you are into that, make sure that you are doing that quite soon. Join in the research groups. I already told the importance of the research that you are making. And make a network of peer students. We value this. So this is important now while you are doing your thesis, I wanted to ask you, I didn't ask you, for those we talk with today. So if you, for example, one of you have some research topic that is close to the others, even though you haven't met from before, why don't you approach each other and start talking about that? Maybe the meeting point is machine learning. Maybe the meeting point is malware analysis. Maybe the meeting point is biometrics. Are you doing that? If not, then do that. Be social as always. Be aware of your challenges and don't underestimate them. To the supervisor, to the core supervisor, to me, to head of education and council head. So you have some roads to take. If you have challenges and if you don't think Shule is solving them, then go to up in the hierarchy. Don't complain about me, but you can move up. Now finished the work, and now you will present it. So there are different presentation styles of the master work. I suggest that you discuss your presentation also with your supervisor. That's also not my students are doing. So the work is done, document is delivered, yuppie, and now comes the presentation, and it is important, right? So you prepare it, share with your supervisor, get some feedback. You may be missing something critical, you know? So, for example, one of my student groups for the specialization project last semester, they wrote the research questions into the report they delivered, but they didn't present. So they started the presentation without any research questions. They passed the specialization course, but I prefer they don't do it. If they shared the slides with me and asked for feedback, that would be fine. If they shared it with me and I didn't respond to them, that's another story. But then rehearse. Get the feedback, rehearse. And sometimes I also think it's advantageous maybe you rehearse with your supervisor. But then just know this. You have supervisors. You may have very good chemistry with the supervisors. You may think you have done the great work. But we have external evaluators of your thesis. So that doesn't mean that A's and B's will fly around. Innovation and new research, new knowledge aspect is important. Your thesis will be objectively evaluated. So be aware of that. And I would suggest you do now when you have the opportunity to deliver what it takes to do the thesis. Okay? So I shared some of my experiences. Thank you for the attention, and Hilde. Maybe you need this. I think you mean this privacy. This is probably not that slide. But if you are doing this questionnaire, I cannot see where it was, but never mind. So if you are collecting personal data in your questionnaire, then either you need to anonymize the data or you don't use it, but you have to get a permission to collect such data in the first place. And that is from NSD, and you have access to these forms that you need to fill in on online end-to-end new web pages. Make sure that you have gone through that process. So you know of GDPR and you know how important it is not to expose any data that could put you into trouble, that could put us into trouble as Antianio. So you have to first make sure that you are able to collect some. The questionnaires, they can be collecting private data, but not necessarily private data, you know. If you are not, discuss this with your supervisor, then that's okay. But sometimes you also need to apply to NSD to make sure that what you are collecting is okay. Okay? And we have, as I said, the Privacy and Data Protection Group. So if you have any questions, then you are welcome to also contact us and to Dr. Mohamed Abomhara, who is a team member with me in the group. Okay? Yeah. I hope that answers the question, but it's very important. You cannot use the private data. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So what we will do now, after Hilde warned me, is that we will take questions from the audience, and I will try to rephrase your questions to the rest. But is this microphone working? No. Shall we? I don't know. You can pass this. I'm not sure if this is working or not, but if you have any questions, could you take this and pass it as there are questions in the audience? So we can start. Yeah. If you are not asking questions, then don't pass it. Please leave it somewhere, and if somebody... if there are any questions, we have also Professor Christoph Busch here. And I don't know if there is any colleagues online at the moment. Okay. Yeah. No questions. We are not recording. Are we recording the session? No. Okay. 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 So we will give a break at 13:45, and then we har opptak, and we start from 2 again and 45 minutes opptak igjen. Yes. So I was very clear with everything, and no need for any questions. Actually, there is one now. One question. You can take the mic. It's coming to you now.
Do I really need to take this?
Let's see if it's
okay. Okay. The page range. How many pages is it normally taken for a master thesis report?
For me, we don't have, by the way, any page limitations. But the master thesis coming out of my students is approximately around 50-ish to 80-ish. Maybe, Christoph, you could say.
I think your number is quite good. 50 to 80 is a good approximate. But at the end, it's not the weight of the paper that counts, but the weight of the content, yeah? So.
Exactly.
That is the relevant point. And yeah, as Hilde asked for some recommendations based on the experience, I think it's good to have consensus on the topic with your supervisor, yeah, first thing. And second thing is also good to capture this content in a type of a research proposal, yeah, so that you write down what are the research questions that you investigate in the master's thesis study, and then when you deliver reports, then you refer back to what you had in the research proposal. And the last thing is, I'm not sure whether Schule mentioned that, the international option, yeah, is really good. I really recommend this. And we have good collaboration procedures with many labs, European-wide and also intercontinental-wide. at least for the European partner labs, there are many labs which are linked to us through various agreements, Erasmus agreement and the like. So if you plan to go abroad, there are financial support mechanisms that...
The thing I didn't want to pronounce is whether we want our students to be abroad while they do the master thesis, because we haven't discussed it at the department, but otherwise for the coursework, we of course encourage. I would rather encourage also the thesis part, but we need to ensure that the quality is good, the institution you are going is good. You know, or make a presentation here, but that's something we can come back later with the new group. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Any comments? Any other comments?
Yeah. Okay. Best practice procedures. Well, I don't know whether these are best practices, but my practices that I call for regular meetings, maybe every second week or at the latest every 4 weeks, but every second week is likely a good idea. And what I expect is the student sends me up front, the day before, a report that can be a short, comprehensive report of 3 or 4 slides. And these slides indicate the progression, yeah, number one, and then indicate the open topics that are there for me to answer or to give recommendations on. So I think this is helpful to give the supervisor a night to sleep over or a second to think over. Supervisors are, of course, by definition smart, but they also need some preparation time for a meeting. And then the last thing is, after the meeting, very likely there are joint decisions, yeah. And it's also good to document this, yeah, to write an email to the supervisor. Okay, we had this meeting. I understood my task is ABC, yeah. And then the supervisor cannot in the next meeting say, I expected you to do D, E, and F. So it's for both sides healthy to have a little bit of documentation. And I'm not talking about 3 pages, I'm talking about an email with some bullet points.
Yes, very, very good suggestion, very important, yeah. I think maybe we first have a question from you.
No, it's fine. No, me and my supervisor have already established weekly meetings. So every Friday we are meeting and discussing what the next phase is going to be.
Yeah, me and my supervisor have bi-weekly meetings. And I've just prepared for questions beforehand and like what I'm doing, what I have done, what I'm currently doing, any questions, and what I'm doing till next time.
Yeah. Any unworking experiences? Everybody has everything set with the supervisors? Or things to improve, maybe? No? Okay, so maybe we can, go to the online questions.
I can comment on these regular meetings. We recommend very much that you try to establish this kind of understanding with your supervisor, to have a kind of a scheduled meeting, because it can be a challenge through the semester to get in touch with supervisors, because they're also very occupied and they have conferences, these things. It's very important in this early phase of this semester that you discuss this and talk with your supervisor. If they don't want to have a regular meeting, try then to ask how. How are we going to communicate? How are we going to meet? When? How often? What is the kind of expectation? So that is a critical question for you. And it might be very important for you to have this common understanding with your supervisor.
Yeah, feedback from the supervisor is extremely important. I don't think you should do a master thesis alone without the feedback from the supervisor and regular meetings.
And okay. if you don't take initiative, and if you have not an agreement and you don't take initiative, the supervisor are not supposed to run after you. So you are the one who own project. You are the one who needs to get in touch.
Question? No. Okay, maybe we could see the online ones, if there are any.
A question from Gloria. What should we expect from our supervisors? Christoph, I give the mic to you. What should we expect from the supervisor?
What? Yeah. I would say a critical thinking. So the supervisor is not there to make you feel bad, but to give you a reflection of the approach is reasonable. Yeah. So if there is a critique from the supervisor, expect it to be this a critique to improve your work and not expect this to be a critique that should make you feel bad. That's not the end. I think that's the most important point.
I agree.
And then maybe one thing that you should not expect, this happened to me occasionally, that a student expects that I know everything. This is not true. I was joking. Yeah? I mean, supervisors are enthusiastic about your research, but they don't know everything. So don't expect this to happen.
So critical thinking is quite important. So if you come and tell me I will use deep learning, then I will ask why. Where do you want learning? Why deep learning? Why not bias in learning, for example? I will always question, and I will want you to link this to state of the art. What has been already there, you know? And that is critical thinking. Why do you do what you do, and what do you expect to get out of this? And then, can you teach me this ANN algorithm? I don't think that is the supervisor's role, not at the master's, not at the PhD level. But then you, let's say, worked on the algorithm and you want to discuss the expected results on the data, you have implemented it, you got the results, so you can discuss the results. Are you really getting what you expected to get? Is there any discrepancy between your expectation and what you get? Is there similar implementations in literature which are different from what you get, even though you applied the same algorithm, and why? What should you do? What could you do now? Yes, please, Christoph. Critical thinking.
For this this critical thinking topic, I also have another reflection on that. Sometimes our work and our community is driven by hypes. Yeah. So a few years ago, everything had to be blockchain. Yeah. Mm. Now everything has to be deep learning. Yeah. But as Schule said, sit down and reflect whether a tiny little problem has to be solved by a huge hammer that you put with GPU resources on it, wasting energy, negative climate footprint, blah, blah, blah. Think twice before you do so, and think whether there is not a handcrafted, engineered solution that is lightweight and solve the same problem, maybe with the same accuracy.
Yeah.
So abstract from the hypes, yeah? Remain your critical thinking and don't follow all the hypes.
Yeah, why? Why do you do that? That is, I think, our role, to challenge you to think about what you are doing and if you should be doing what you are doing. And prove us that, really, this is the data set to use, this is the algorithm to use. And this is what I'm doing is going to answer this research question, and this is a good way to do it, you know, and also comparing with state-of-the-art, other work, comparing your results with others' results and so on. And also, if you are using a data set for a